Hello, and welcome to GCSE Computer Science Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in computational logic, Boolean algebra and logic gates. This is specification 0.7.1 for OCR GCSE Computer Science, and it's absolutely crucial for component 02. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Boolean algebra sounds complicated, but here's the thing. It's actually beautifully simple once you understand the core principles. Every single digital device you use, from your smartphone to your gaming console, relies on millions of tiny logic gates, making split-second decisions using exactly what we're about to explore. In the next 10 minutes, we'll cover the three fundamental logic gates, how to draw them correctly to earn full marks, how to complete truth tables without making common errors, and most importantly, how to translate between diagrams, tables, and written logic statements. By the end, you'll have the confidence to tackle any Boolean algebra question OCR throws at you. Let's get started. Right, let's begin with the three gates you absolutely must know: AND, OR, and NOT. The AND gate is your first gate. Think of it like a security door that needs two keys to open. The output is only 1 or true when both inputs are 1. If either input is 0, the output is 0. When you draw an AND gate, it has a distinctive D shape with a perfectly flat back. That flat back is crucial. Examiners will deduct marks if it's curved or ambiguous. The Boolean symbol for AND is a dot, like multiplication. Next, the OR gate. This one's more forgiving. It's like a door that opens if you have either key. The output is 1 if at least one input is 1. It only outputs 0 when both inputs are 0. The symbol looks like a shield with a deeply curved back. That curve is your key visual cue. Make it obvious in your drawings. The Boolean symbol is a plus sign. Finally, the NOT gate, also called an inverter. This is the simplest. It flips whatever comes in. Input 1 becomes 0, input 0 becomes 1. The symbol is a triangle pointing right with a small circle at the tip. That circle is called the inverter bubble, and it's absolutely essential. Without it, examiners will give you 0 marks because it becomes a buffer, not a NOT gate. The Boolean symbol is a bar over the input or the symbol for logical NOT. Now, here's where it gets interesting in exams. You'll rarely see these gates in isolation. OCR loves to combine them into multi-gate circuits. Let me walk you through a typical example. Imagine you have inputs A and B going into an AND gate, and then that output goes through a NOT gate to produce final output Q. This creates what's called a NAND operation, not AND. To solve this, you need to build a truth table. Truth tables are systematic. Always start with the standard binary counting pattern for your inputs. If you have 2 inputs, that's 0, 0, 0, 1, 10, 11. 3 inputs, that's 8 rows from 0, 0, 0 to 111. This pattern is non-negotiable. If you miss a combination, you lose marks. Here's the examiner's secret. Add a working out column. For our AND then NOT example, create a column for the intermediate output, the result of A and B, before you calculate the final output Q. This intermediate column is your safety net. It helps you avoid errors and shows your logical thinking, which can earn you method marks even if your final answer has a slip. Let's work through it. When A is 0 and B is 0, A and B equals 0, so not 0 equals 1. When A is 0 and B is 1, A and B is still 0, so Q is 1. When A is 1 and B is 0, again A and B is 0, so Q is 1. But when both A and B are 1, A and B equals 1 and not 1 equals 0. See the pattern? The output is 1 in every case except when both inputs are 1. One more critical concept, precedence. Just like in maths where you do multiplication before addition, Boolean logic has an order. NOT is processed first, then AND, then OR. So if you see the expression A and not B or C, you process not B first, then A in that result, then OR with C. In exams, use brackets to make this crystal clear. Write it as A and not B or C. Examiners love clarity. Let's talk about how to maximize your marks. OCR awards marks very precisely in this topic, and knowing the mark scheme inside out gives you a huge advantage. First, gate symbols. 1 mark per correctly drawn gate. The most common error? Ambiguous shapes. Students draw an OR gate with a back that's only slightly curved, or an AND gate that looks rounded. Exaggerate your shapes, make that OR gate curve deeply, make that AND gate back ruler straight, and never, ever forget the inverter bubble on a NOT gate. Second, truth tables. Each correctly completed output row earns a mark. The biggest mistake is not following the binary counting pattern, which leads to missed rows or duplicates. Write out your input combinations first before you start calculating outputs. And remember that working out column I mentioned? It's not required, but it saves you from losing marks due to carryover errors. Third, translating between representations. A typical 3-mark question might give you a logic circuit and ask you to write the logic statement. You must identify each gate, apply correct precedence, and use brackets. For example, if input A goes through a NOT gate, then combines with B in an AND gate, then that result goes into an OR gate with C, you write Q equals NOT A and B or C. Each part of that statement, the NOT, the AND, the OR, can earn a mark. Here's a pro tip. When you're given a complex circuit, label the intermediate wires. Write X equals NOT A on the wire coming out of the NOT gate, then Y equals X and B on the next wire. This annotation keeps you organized and makes it much easier to write the final statement. One more common error. Students sometimes apply NOT to the final output instead of a specific input. If the question says NOT A and B, that means you invert A first, then AND it with B. It does not mean you do A and B, then invert the result. That would be a NAND gate, which is completely different. All right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give the answer. Question 1. What shape is the back of an AND gate? It's flat, like a capital D. Question 2. When does an OR gate output 1? When at least one input is 1. Question 3. What's the crucial feature of a NOT gate symbol that you must never forget? The inverter bubble, the small circle at the tip. Question 4. In what order do you process Boolean operations? Not first, then AND, then OR. Question 5. What's the binary counting pattern for two inputs in a truth table? It's 0, 0, 1, 10, 11. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up. Boolean algebra is all about 3 fundamental gates, AND, OR, and NOT, and how they combine to create complex logic. You must be able to draw them with exaggerated, unambiguous shapes, complete truth tables using the binary counting pattern with working out columns, and translate between diagrams, tables, and written statements using correct precedence. Remember, this topic is worth significant marks in Component 02, and it's heavily weighted toward AO2 application of knowledge. That means exam questions will test your ability to work with unfamiliar circuits, not just recall definitions. Practice is essential. Before your exam, make sure you can draw all 3 gate symbols from memory, recite their truth tables, and work through a multi-gate circuit from start to finish. Time yourself. Aim for about 1 minute per mark. Thank you for listening to GCSE Computer Science Essentials. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember, every complex computer operation breaks down into these simple logical steps. You've got this. Good luck with your revision.